Hello, and thanks again for your call to Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff in Tennessee, just trying to encourage you to walk with God till the end. Don't give up. Serve the Lord. Follow Him. Continue in His Word to be His disciple. I'd like to go to the book of James and read you a few verses and focus in on one. James chapter 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You know, I think back in time to that old face on the comedy and tragedy scene at the theater. One face is happy, the other face is sorrowful. And the real name of a hypocrite, if you go back to the original, goes to be a play actor, a fake, a pretender. So when you think of those two faces, in the theater, I can be the happy man or I can be the sad man. I can be the good guy or the bad guy. It just depends on which role I play. But in Jesus Christ, we only really are going to have one face, and that's a true, honest, obedient face in the face of Jesus. Yes, we're going to have funny things and sad things happen in our life. There's going to be good and bad. We sometimes even fail the grace of God. But the consistency of a Christian has to be faithfulness, obedience, a love for God. Just as Paul said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? His reply is swift to say, God forbid. So here James is telling us, if you lack something, especially wisdom, if you've got wisdom, that's the information to conquer about any problem in your life, if it's God's wisdom. So if you are lacking wisdom, which we all are, no man has arrived yet, it says we are to ask of God. He's the source. He gives to all men liberally. That means without measure. And upbraids us not. That means he doesn't rag us out, fuss at us, chew on us, mock us, because we may have lacked wisdom in our previous decisions. But if you come to God honestly and desperately seeking, asking, and knocking, then he said he's not going to upbraid you. And he says he'll give it. And he tells me to ask in faith. He tells you to ask in faith without wavering, without two currents, without two faces, without unbelief. Nothing wavereth. Don't be like the troubled sea. He's telling you up and down, back and forth. Roller coaster Christianity doesn't work. We are to be steadfast believers. What's the source of my unbelief? Possibly walking in ungodly counsel, possibly prayerlessness, possibly just not a mind stayed on thee. The Bible says he will keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed on him. Oh, that we would not sing the devil's music. Oh, that we would not watch the devil's movies. Oh, that we would not read the devil's books. That we would stay in God's book. That we would stay our mind on truth and love and righteousness. That we would truly love the Lord with all our heart, There would not be these compartments for our pet sins and worldly things. God help us. He's telling me if I need something, and I need something from God. He says to be steadfast, not a waverer, not an unbeliever. And he says it shall be given. Let's don't be like that old two-faced guy that we've been before or that lives next door. We've all got the tendency to be the normal human. But with Jesus on the inside, he'll work on the outside, and he'll make us the new creature that we're supposed to be. The Lord bless you today as you meditate on these verses in James 1.